The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, August 29th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today, I have a special guest. We have a special guest who's making waves on Bay Street. Bay Street has been his constituency for the last maybe 3 years. But he's doing some type of transition. And I said, "No, you're doing transition? Come on the radio to make this announcement if you can." And I want to get an update on what was happening on your last job and also what is happening on your new current appointment. I'm excited about my guest today because every position he has been heralded. And I said, let me dedicate this particular show to his journey, his growth, his development, and his contribution to developing the Bahamas. So this is what the show is going to be about. Today, I have the Honorable Senator Randy Roll in studio. He's going to make an announcement, formal announcement on my show, Guardian Radio AM. But I want, as he makes his announcement, I want to hear also for the listening public, his journey throughout politics, serving in governance, to come to this culmination where he's at now. Without further ado, I present to you Randy Roll.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, CA, and thank you for such a great introduction.
Yeah. So let's start off where you're at now, your big announcement, and then we'll go backwards after that. What is the big announcement you want to tell the listening audience?
I don't think it's a big announcement, but with the recent government appointments, I have been transferred to the Consumer Protection Commission. So I will take on a special assignment in that role, along with those who were there. That's a part of economic affairs, and my colleague, the Honorable Michael Alkidis.
Okay, and when you say you transferred to Consumer Protection Commission, what will you be doing there exactly? Well, I mean, is it a chairmanship board, yes, a directorship board? What is it exactly?
Yes, well, you know, I am going to head up that commission. Certainly as the chairman of the Consumer Protection Commission, okay. Along with the other
I know Erin is joining me today. She have all kind of notes and questions regarding the Consumer Protection Commission, right, and what you're doing and what she wants to implement or what concerns of it. But before we get there, I want to get a progress report on your last appointment. Your last appointment, you were basically the mayor of Bay Street, right. the general down there. And you've done one or two things that has made national acclaim, right? Where people say, well, he's the one who spearheaded the bulldozing of this building, that building, cleaning up on Bay Street and implementing one or two things right there, right? How is Bay Street looking? What is the long-term goal for that, for when you let go in charge of Bay since you're gone?
All right. Well, certainly, CA, it was a great experience. We took a strategic approach to the revitalization of Bay Street. I can tell you that we've done a lot of work, but yet there's still a lot to be done. I think it's over time, people are going to see and appreciate the changes that has happened in Bay Street. I'm grateful to the Deputy Prime Minister, actually the entire government, the Prime Minister and his administration, the Deputy Prime Minister is the Minister of Tourism, investment in aviation, and of course, all of the staff and members at the Ministry of Tourism. As you may know, in this past budget, the government implemented a 2% levy, cruise ship levy. And so a part of that cruise ship levy will now go towards the product. And so it will not necessarily be under tourism directly, but under the Tourism Development Corporation. And so part of that corporation, the deputy chairman there is Anthony Boswick, a former longtime employee of Water and Sewage. We have worked together on a number of projects, certainly from a project management standpoint. And so over the last couple of weeks, we've had an opportunity to work together, transition, to give an update on the projects that have started, that's been completed, where they're at. And of course, I just simply wanted someone who would put the same effort and dedication into making sure that what we started gets completed. And so I'm confident that the same level of energy, I don't know if you could match my energy, but the same level of energy will be used to make sure that we see that that project to fruition. Certainly, we've had an opportunity, a good opportunity to create a good relationship with all of the stakeholders in Bay Street. That's something that we're proud about. We were able to have consistent meetings. I can tell you that some of the projects that were started and not completed, but will be completed, I'm certain, within the next coming couple months. One is that of the mural project, which you will see east of East Street. Those we would have identified the finalists already. And so any day now, you'll be passing Bay Street and you'll start to see those murals going up. So I'm grateful for the ministry and the efforts of everyone involved as it relates to that. I got a call yesterday that the new garbage bins are on island now. And so in any minute now, you will see that those are taking effect and going into place.
And so, being bolted into the ground.
Hopefully they are, because like I said, it took a long time. Certainly it was desperately needed. And so I'm happy that they will be there.
Be part of the mural project as well to make them a aesthetic match.
Again, that was part of the plans, but you know, I'm hoping that, you know, that continues. We've got some lighting for Pompey Square. You know, it's become a good tourist attraction and local attraction in terms of events. And so the lightings.
And we're going to expand that lighting to the side streets that lead us to Dowswell Street and Shirley Street so that we can build a safe environment and grow the Airbnb space and give tourists a sense of security while they walk in through the downtown area in the evenings.
A sense of security is super important. And mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that that's also a part of it. But, you know, like I said, we're grateful that I can tell you that the verified vendor's ID is now officially online as well, too. And what the verified vendor's ID is, you know, we've had some little issues of persons feeling that they got a vendor who did some unsavory practices towards them. And so this verified vendor's program, it allows everyone who wants to be a vendor in the downtown area to go through a process where it's a committee.
Hold on, so you're doing away with the Stafford Science bottles.
What's that?
Bring them here and don't let them go till you suck them dry. I mean, I just want to know, that's not an unsavory practice, right?
But like I said, what we are doing, what has started, what we people are for, is to make sure that we know who these individuals are. And again, we're protecting local and international consumers.
Absolutely.
In with making sure that plan comes into effect.
Before we walk off of Bay to mm-hmm. the offices of the Consumer Protection Commission, has the Tourism Development Fund been constituted? And is that 2% levy going into the Tourism Development Fund for the purpose of enhancing the product?
That is my understanding.
Okay.
Not only into the product, a part of it goes into the product, but a major part of it is to develop the young entrepreneur and persons within the industry. And so, for example, I know in Grand Muhammad the other day, they had a 50-50 pitch competition, and it was an opportunity where several small entrepreneurs who have businesses in the tourism-related field were able to come and bring their ideas, and they were given, I think the first prize was $10,000, second prize was $8,000, but it's developing young Bahamian entrepreneurs in that space because people are saying, listen, we need product, we need things to do. And so that creates that avenue for more things to happen.
So who'll be in charge of this Tourism Development Fund? So we get a contact and have them on, invited on the show to explain it in detail.
Well, I think that falls under the Deputy Prime Minister. There is a Tourism Development Fund board. I don't know that details, but that's something that certainly before I leave your show, I can find out and give you that information.
And we should be able to just contact the Tourism Development Corporation.
Yes, TDC, yes. Mm-hmm. And it is something, like I said, they are located on the second floor of the British Colonial Hilton building. And the executive director is Mr. Ian Ferguson.
I see the phones are lit up. I was going to have you do a quick rundown to ask what makes you qualified to be to lead the Consumer Protection Corporation Committee, right? But I want to know your resume first. But before then, let me go to these callers, clear those out, and then perhaps we just go through your resume quickly.
And then we walk to the commission.
Yeah, walk to the commission. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call girl once. Call girl twice. Go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call girl once. Look like we took a while. Okay. You're a senator now, right? A PLP senator. You were basically managed Bay Street. Before then, what was your main job in terms of government and governance?
In governance, before that, you know, I had the opportunity also to serve as a project manager in tourism, but also as consul general for the Bahamas in the Southeast United States.
Okay. I just want to put that out there because now we are basically transitioning now to Consumer Protection Commission. I see the caller is back. Let me get to the caller right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? That line looks like it's not working. Keep on calling. Call, you're going to use another line, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And Mr. Roll, when were you appointed?
Hold on.
You're going to what?
Yes, 242-300-5720, toll free. They need consumer protection too in Family Island.
Perhaps the people from Bimini, they won't call him.
Or from Andrus, because I'm not saying I'm connected to it, but some Chikchanis in Andrus, and they may be swinging from trees or people. I don't know.
I understand. So when were you appointed head of the Consumer Protection Commission? And what is your job?
Well, like I said, the new board appointments, if they haven't been announced yet, shall be shortly. So I don't want to preempt that. But that is the next area in which I have started again to get immersed in terms of my next task.
Okay. What is the Consumer Protection Commission?
Well, the Consumer Protection Commission is a body that under the Economic Affairs Ministry, like I said, Michael Akitas, and it's a body that is there to protect consumer as it relates to goods and services. As we know, certainly there has been a number of places and areas where people complain about certain goods and services that are rendered as a result of, you know, them wanting a good. And so consumer protection is a body that's designed, an act by government that's designed to protect the consumer against unethical practices.
And if I can, the Consumer Protection Commission has a 24-hour hotline.
Correct.
Right? So it's one of the services that they offer, so you can reach out to them anytime you think there's been a breach in the law, a breach in terms of pricing, the display of price tags, you think something is supposed to be on the breadbasket list and you don't think the price...
Well, no, and that's where people get confused as well, because there's also price control. And so price control deals with the bread basket items.
Mm-hmm. I call them consumer protection anyway. I can start there.
Again, and that's what, and I understand that a lot number of persons are confused by what are the difference in both.
No. I mean, and even for those of us who can make the distinction, if I call in the price control office, I'm also calling the consumer protection office to let you know I call the price control office.
Right. Okay. Well, again, that's fair. Okay. The key is you just want results.
Yeah.
You want answers. You want it done. You want to make sure that you're able to get some satisfaction.
And did the relevant agencies that could support each other have as much information as possible? The Did You Know series, right? And an effort to keep both consumers and providers well informed and educated of your rights and obligations in the marketplace, the CPCB's Did You Know series is being launched with tips and information.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
I've seen it online. Will we expect more of that happening? Or is it going to be something that they come on a radio, media in general, or social media?
Most definitely. I think, you know, a main part of the commission is to make sure that consumers understand their rights mm-hmm. as it relates to goods and services throughout your journey. So there are other areas, for example, IRCA deals mostly with, you know, television and regulations of those.
Utilities,
you have central bank that deals more with the banking sector.
Right.
So, you know, consumer protection, it's well-versed, but it has a number of different areas. I can tell you in just going over the list, because one of the things in being prepared for the role is to understand it in its entirety. And so what we did was we looked at, just start a little assessment as to what are the major complaints that consumers have nowadays. And the more that you're out there, the more you're going to get information on it. So in our little assessment, I can tell you that the number one complaint was from persons who had complaints as it relates to courier services and shipping companies.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been one. The next one has been construction services. And so, you know, we reached out also to...
So it's not just like retail services.
Because I didn't know this. I actually thought it was just retail. So perhaps it needs to be a mechanism where you tell us what all businesses that I could complain about or raise issues about.
Yes. So again, that is in place for to protect the consumer against anything as it relates to goods and services. And so it expands to a number of different industries. And so we want to make sure that the public understands that and find ways in which to assist them. I can tell you that so far for the year, the commission has a 73% success rate. And so they were able to bring the consumer and the provider together and solve some of these issues even before they go to court or further.
Okay, we can talk about the steps. But let's go to some of these callers to clear the board again. Hopefully these connect now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Nothing working today. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, CA. Yeah. Down, right? I see them working. They applaud their efforts, right? I see the senator and person moving the people signs and thing off of the street, you know. But the other day, I hear him asking a Bahamian, a black Bahamian, why he on Bay Street. That's don't overstep what we got going on. Let's try to do this the right way.
Okay. I'll make sure everyone is aware of that. Thank you very much. But regarding the steps of consumer protection and the complaint. As a consumer, how do I go about to say, I have a grievance with this store, this service? What is the step for that?
And let's start right at the beginning. I in the store, I upset. How do I determine what that about is actually something that Consumer Protection Commission has oversight for?
Well, again, when in doubt, you call, there is a hotline. There are experienced individuals who are connected to that line, and they're able to hear your complaint and walk you through what are the steps, and if you have a valid reason, we have investigators who are attached to that commission, and so they will investigate the complaint to see if it's something that requires further steps from either their side or
so
the provider.
I like this. So I could call the hotline like right when I'm in the store in the face of the problem. Because remember, the caveat is buyer beware. If I feel like I have a problem, I don't leave the store until I have a sense of what the resolution is or the way forward, right? Especially if the sign says all sales are final once you walk out this door. You know, what you have is what you own. Hotline, I could call while I'm in the store.
Yeah, certainly. And even you're able to call afterwards as well, too.
Okay,
and so a part, like I said, of the education, and education is a major thing as it relates to knowing your rights as a consumer. That's why the commission is going to be the body that puts a lot of it out there. They have the Did You Know series. Mm-hmm. So that you may see something on the hotline, or you may see something on the Did You Know series that you did not know as a consumer. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm protected against that.
Now, is this going to be like a Crime Stopper complaint? Like I could just make an anonymous complaint? I'd be in these people's store all the time. I don't like what they're doing, but I still got to shop there. Or do I have to attach my name, my address, my NIB number to the complaint process?
Again, I can't tell you in deep detail yet, but I do know that, you know, once you call a hotline, certainly it's a call where you will talk to an individual and they will be able to guide you accordingly as to what are the steps related to making sure that you can get some resolve for your complaint.
Mm-hmm. Is there such a thing as inspectors, people who goes on the job site, on the business site, and look at your complaint?
We call them investigators.
Okay.
Yeah, price control has inspectors. We have investigators. And so there are some investigators who, once a complaint is made, again, they're going to call you. They're going to get the information. They're going to go and talk to the provider. They're going to build a file. There's a process where you can actually track where the progress of your report. Mm-hmm. And then you will get some resolution.
Now, y'all go in there anonymous, because being smart, if I know Mr. John Brown from Consumer Protection coming, if and I have my staff on alert, when you see that boy, ring the silent alarm, right? So everybody knows that we're supposed to be doing the right thing now.
Well, again, too, for example, it depends on the product,
yeah.
Where they say, listen, the card says a warranty. Now, you got this product from the U.S. You bring it and you're selling it in your store. And it says, okay, there's a warranty. Well, the owner of the store may say, well, that warranty is from Amazon. That's not my warranty. Well, the Consumer Protection Act now says that, listen, if you are selling a product that has a warranty, regardless of where you got it from, then you are responsible
to honor the warranty. Say 6 years, then I get 6 years.
Boy, I don't know who products these, say that
these,
long.
These
but
people crazy. They saying that Nike says if you buy authentic Nike shoes, you could get them exchange them when they break down. That's how expensive the shoes are. People, they break down and you could repair them.
Okay, my question is price control under Consumer Protection Commission, or is that a separate entity?
No, that's a separate entity, and that's under Consumer Affairs.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we... I'm going to show the senator your text in the break, right? I don't want to read your text on air, and if you say I could read it on air, and the senator says we could read this on air, then we will read it on air. Mr. Nuri, I found this story, Senator Roll. I found this story. Price comparison portal for bread basket item launch. Is the Consumer Protection Commission a part of this process? The article says that prices will be verified by inspectors at the Consumer Affairs Department. Is the Consumer Protection Commission a part of this price comparison portal for breadbasket items? Are you all a part of that process?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, cool.
Not to my knowledge.
Absolutely. I'm sure that Bahamians will feel a greater degree of protection and certainty understanding the various numbers of agencies that operate to ensure, you know, consumer protection.
I think we may have a caller here. Patricia, see if you can patch that through. Hopefully the line's working. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me this time? Caller girl went. Nothing. I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, I am excited. Okay, so the website is down for repairs, maybe renovation. What are some of the other contact information and digital presence?
Okay, well, there's Facebook, which I think in the review, most of the reports are either through Facebook, or there's a direct line We're located on Harold Road. But again, people need to know that you exist to be able to utilize it. And so it is a part of the mission's goal to make sure that people know that consumer protection is out there and ways of getting in contact with them so that you can file your complaints. Again, you know, we plan to learn best practices and speak to IRCA and other regulators as to, listen, what are some of the things that we can do to make sure that you understand that they're out there for you.
Okay. Let's make again this.
And I want to, again, give thanks to the former head of the commission and others who would have started the journey, the board and everyone else who would have started this journey a long time ago. And so I'm just coming on the back end to, again, see how, you know, me and my team can assist to make sure that the consumers are protected.
Okay. Let's see if I get this, finally get this caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what I find so wrong with the price control, with the mom and pop store and the big super value, the big stores there. Okay. You can, yes, Prince, and you can have, a carnation cream in the mom and pop store for $1.29. You go to Super Value store, $1.30. But yet still, when the price control people come around, they are still telling you, this is too high. You got to put this down. I find it so wrong. And when you go to the big stores, them, they have it above the mom and pop store. And it's, man, it's either they got to have this playing field level out that, If the mom and pop store going by 23% markup on their the price control item, why is it the big food store still have it for more, and nobody is saying anything about it?
Well, thank you very much, caller. Let's do a test case. When you see that happening, you contact the relevant agencies and indicate what it is so that you have a formal process that people can go and investigate. So here's a question. Is the Consumer Protection Commission on my Gateway portal?
I'm not certain at this time, but that is something that I will bring to the attention of those that are there. And it should be. So
all right.
I will be able to answer that at a later time.
Absolutely. And we're going to go to a break. Thank you, producer, because I was just about to take the senator on the bus. Guy tired of walking to the commission. Guy tired of walking to the commission. He's going to get on the jitney. I wanted to ask some questions just to get a sense of what fits within the scope of consumer protection.
Does jitney driving and taxi driving fit in consumer protection?
Well, it's something that the senator said that suggested to me that possibly it does, right? And I want to know how my children keep coming back to me and telling me, Mommy, all kind of adult movie, all these things you tell me I can't watch at home, I just watch on the bus on my way home from school.
There's a place on Bay Street, I know the senator's not longer on Bay Street, they play music loud and all kind of slack music. Can that come under commission, protection, say, hey, I'm making a complaint, that DJ needs to stop? But we'll talk about that with the senator the next side of the break. Because that music to be crass, man.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. I beg Mr. Newry's pardon in the break. He may have chastised me a bit to say, Ms. Green, you may be asking some very hard questions, right? And remember that Mr. Rowan is new in his capacity as a commissioner, so be easy. But Mr. Rowan, I don't want these people to think I'd be slacking on politicians. I have an important question for you. Somebody sell me some white sea grape. And I think it's a trick. And I need to know if the Consumer Protection Commission could protect me from these people who selling me this thing called white sea grape. The sea grape just don't have enough nutrient, but I pay plenty money.
Are they sweet?
I mean, technically they're sweet, but that's not the part of my complaint. My complaint is I don't think I should have paid so much money because they say this is a special variety of sea grape. And I eat it and realize this sea grape just don't have the right nutrients. Can I come to the Consumer Protection Commission for agriculture related services or concerns in that space?
Again, it depends on what you purchase and what was the marketing behind it. For example, sometimes people upsell or false marketing to get you to get a product without giving you details as to all the complexities of the product. And so in the cases where someone sells you something, they didn't, for example, I sell you a television, but I tell you it's one that's an aftermarket television. And so you take it home and it works for 2 days and then it stops working. If they did not say to you, listen, this is an aftermarket television, certainly you now have a case because you did not tell me this in your advertising and in your marketing.
Senator Rowell, I am in terms of the duties or the scope of the Consumer Protection Commission, right? I understand you mentioned that it covers goods and services, right? Where behemoths who interact with goods and services.
Behemoths and foreigners.
It doesn't and foreigners,
yes,
yeah.
Correct.
I work with behemoths, man.
Okay.
Let the foreigners work with it themselves.
Yeah.
Does this cover roadside businesses? Like if I buy Ganyapin thing from the street vendors, and does it cover things like ASUS?
I know for certain that it covers ASUS. Some can even register their ASUS with the commission, and there is regress as it relates to ASUS. So this is something that I am certain for sure that I've seen. I don't know how many cases we've had in the past and how they have been solved. But again, to my understanding, it does cover ASUS.
No, listen, this is an important point. Let's reiterate that because
just not Ponzi schemes.
No Ponzi schemes.
Just last week, I saw a young person who took their ASUS complaint to social media.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying is that if you are part of an ASUS and you feel that the terms have been breached by one of the members or by the person who's operating the ASUS,
mm-hmm.
you can go to the Consumer Protection Commission to seek.
To my understanding, yes. Especially if it's a contract.
Right. And if you are participating in an ASUS, one of the questions you should ask is your ASUS registered with the Consumer Protection Commission?
Because it can be regulated. Yes, that's correct.
Dear young people, you hear that? Before you take part in ASUS, ask, is this ASUS registered with it? It may not be, but you're looking for their response. How do they respond? They say, oh, yeah, man, we don't need that. I don't know. I wouldn't trust that. If they say, oh, I wasn't aware, I'm going to go and check it out. I can pause a little bit and get back to them after they check it out and ask them, have you registered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is awesome to know.
I see we have another caller there, Kermit, if that good caller. I see this text seems to be price control, and I think a number of behemoths are confused of the duties of price control and the Consumer Protection Commission.
As I was also.
Yeah. This question is, a certain food store chain is always overcharging on their items. On top of that, they are also one of the main stores that people who receive government assistance have to shop at. I assume they have concerns about that. Where can they register that concern, that someone in government can respond to that?
Oh, okay. To my understanding, that is a price control matter. However, we're right next door to each other.
Is that the same building?
Say again?
Inside the same building?
Same building, correct. Okay. And certainly if you call Consumer Protection and we're unable to assist you, then, you know, it is my understanding that the staff should reach out to someone next door for you and just make sure that you're able to get some, resolution as it relates to...
Guidance. Or referrals to the appropriate
person who you turn to. Because at that point, you're just a frustrated consumer. And so you just want help. And so we're here. The government services are here to assist wherever necessary.
All right. Let's go to the phone line.
Let's go to the phone line.
Okay.
Let's see. Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. And here we are to your panel.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, I was prompted to call. And so I realized you had stipulated the difference between the price control and the consumer fee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping that maybe there would be a juxtaposition of data between the Quality and Standards Bureau, because I already had an entity that was brought into existence by that name, Quality and Standards Bureau, Bureau of Standards, whatever, right? And the consumer protection. And so I unknowingly true about $1,800 on the ground when I walked into a very established furniture place and bought a fridge for just under $2,000, like I said, right? And, you know, from I bought this fridge, I don't know, maybe it's a six-month warranty, but I know the name, and so it had an affiliation with General Electric, so I thought it was a good fridge, but, you know, I liked the fridge there because, you know, they last so long. So I bought the fridge anyhow, and so just months later, the fridge was giving me problems. I went to the person who sold it. They didn't have the pass, et cetera, et cetera. So I was very angry, you know. And you know, I fixed fridge, but you know, I do something else. So I have a friend. He came to check it. And then it was giving me problems from then. And so he told me the guy has about 30 more years because his father owned a fridge company. He told me that the gas that they're using actually is acidic or whatever, and it eats away the conduit line for the refrigerant. So the refrigerant is R600, and I've never heard about these things when I was doing refrigeration, you know, just basically the hydrofluorocarbons, et cetera. So what I'm saying is this fridge is rendered useless now in the fact that I won't even talk about what they have to do, but what I'm saying is from I had the fridge, it was just giving me problems. So this is really garbage to me, and so I've seen a lot of inferior products brought in by particular races of people. Like, you can see the bulbs, the filament bulbs, the candescent bulbs. There's a lot of inferior products coming in. So what I'm saying is, do you collect data from the Quality and Standards Bureau and juxtapose this with the protection agency, because you have to protect us. As far as I'm concerned, I threw this money on the ground. Now, my brother's saying, buy a new fridge. We have two fridges in the house. So what I'm saying is I have to buy a new fridge because somebody brought garbage here. And this is no different with a lot of things, inferior products from medicine to right?
Yeah, and to my understanding is, by the basis of what you're telling me, what I'm hearing, is you do have a legitimate concern and a legitimate case. So I would encourage you to reach out to one of the investigators at the Consumer Protection Commission and see what resolve can happen. But that sounds like I said, based on what I've heard, a legitimate case.
Absolutely. And surely these agencies can assist anyone who wants to run a campaign to say, hey, this is a problem I've seen. I'm going to take the lead. I'm going to spearhead organizing a resolution, not just for myself, but at the national level, right? And so you may, like you say, juxtapose what you find at Bureau of Quality and Standards with what you find at Consumer Protection Commission, right? Let's go to the next caller and then a couple of questions. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Okay, the caller is not there. So I would like to, well, let's go to this next caller quickly. We got about 9 minutes left. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I can hear myself, but I can't hear you. There you go, there you go. Another service issue. Warranties. Let us reiterate warranties are covered by the Consumer Protection Commission?
Again, there are situations where, like I said, if you are selling a product that comes with a warranty, it came from overseas, then there is some protection. If you're selling that to a consumer, you should, again, take on that warranty.
Absolutely. So a texter says, powers of enforcement commission, what can they do to a vendor that the commission finds is in breach of terms, is operating outside of the scope of their authority or their capacity?
Again, the act gives the commission a level of powers, and there's also an opportunity to take it further if it needs to go to court and whatever else. Like I said, most of the matters that has been brought to the Consumer Protection Commission, 73% has been solved without having to take it further into court. But there is a law that allows it to go straight
through.
Let's see if I can squeeze this caller in, and you say 73%
has been solved. Rate,
so is that a mediator? How is that done? But I want you to respond to that as soon as I get this caller here. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How are you?
Go ahead, caller. Okay.
Yeah. I try to find out from you. Do all the people who goes around and check the food stores and stuff now? Because they have a little food store in the area I live. I live on Marathon and Wolf Road. But every time you go in there, and 2 or 3 weeks after you go there, and the products is a different price higher. And so I was wondering if anyone goes
Okay, so caller, are you talking specifically to bread basket items?
Well, yes.
Hold on, pause. It's an important distinction. We're speaking to the Consumer Protection Commission, which is different from the Price Control Board. Price Control speaks specifically to bread basket items that have to be priced at a rate that price is set. Now, if you're saying to me, hey, every item that is not a bread basket item, I went in this week, it's one price, and next week it go up by $1, the next week it go up by another dollar, the next week it goes up by $3. Okay, and hold on, pause, and I'm saying, hey, all of these items belong to the same shipment. How can you convince me that the cost has to go up if they all came in at the same cost? Is that what you're saying, or are you looking at bread basket items?
Well, some of the stuff for bread basket items as well, yes.
Okay, so bread basket items are not a part of this conversation today.
But by all means, if you call us or you call Price Control Commission, certainly each individual has persons in place that will be able to assist. So I don't want you, even though we're not directly, specifically talking about that today, there is some recourse, and I'm certain that there is the department that would like to know your concerns, so that it can be investigated.
Okay. And here are the numbers to call. The hotline number for the Consumer Protection Commission is 1-242-357-7898. And the number for the main office is 1-242-604-9020. So that's 357-7898, hotline, main office, 604-9020.
Okay, let's see if we get some of these callers path through. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? Caller going once. Go to the next one. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I rent a particular wholesale place, and I only wanted to get a case of juice. It didn't come to $100, and they tell me I have to spend $100 in order to get it wholesale, to get the case.
Again, that sounds like false advertising there. I don't know the particulars.
Is this, you say you went to a wholesaler, caller, you say you went to a wholesaler, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so and I think I may know the business that you're talking about, right? Some of the wholesalers, you have to be like an account holder. You have to have an account with them. You have to conduct in wholesale business, and they have a lower limit would constitute wholesale. Now, some of those,
some of those
stores allow you to come in as a retail shopper and make purchases and take advantage of some of the savings, but they have also have a minimum spending limit for the retail consumer. So the question I can put to the senator on your behalf is, does the Consumer Protection Commission cover things like that, like, hey, wholesalers have or businesses have a lower minimum spending limit to be able to use the service?
And I think there is a protection against that as well. Again, I'm not certain, but to my understanding, many people upsell as a form of getting you in the store, and then once you get in the store, it's something different. These are things that you can report.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got in by false pretense, and now there's something else. And so something like that, you know, I would recommend to at least reach out to one of our investigators to see what type of...
Right, because just because a practice exists doesn't mean that it's necessarily in line with the existing legislation.
Correct. For example, some people may say, I go to the store and I give you $20 for something, the product isn't working or something, and I return it, and the store says, well, we have a no refund, get something else. Well, no. Again, the Consumer Protection Act says if it is found that, you know, this product isn't what, yeah, then I'm entitled to my money back. And a lot of consumers don't understand that. Some just get angry and don't go back.
Right. So if there's a box, right,
mm-hmm.
a box with an image on it, I want this thing, but I want it in a specific color.
Correct.
And I see the color on the box.
Mm-hmm.
But when I open it, I purchase it, I take it home, and I open it up, it's a different color.
Right.
That's something that I can reach out to the Consumer Protection Board and say, hey, I tried to replace it or refund it.
Correct. You know,
okay,
like I said, there are lots of complaints as it relates to courier services. There are lots of complaints as it relates to construction, retail, wholesale, even graveyards and funeral homes. And so it's a wide variety of complaints that we've seen, that they've seen over the years, that again, because the consumer don't know or is unaware, they never take it further.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to try and do is be as aggressive as possible to make sure that people know their rights.
Right. I want to put the pressure on you all a bit to get the website up and running, because while social media is a very effective and necessary tool for the dissemination of information, there's information that people need to access that's not easily accessible on these social media platforms. So I encourage you to get that website up and running as soon as possible, because there are things I didn't know, and I didn't know because I couldn't find them.
Most definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much, Senator Randy Rode, who is now the Consumer Protection Commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, registered are all kind of new names. So I've been learning with these new titles and things. And congratulations anyway. This is being, go ahead, Eric.
Hotline numbers again, 357-7898, main office number 604-9020.
Okay, this has been Guardian Radio AM with CNA. Have a wonderful day.